Who's happy to be in church on this lovely show weekend? All of you are, because you chose to come today, which is awesome. And I'm excited about the word I have in my heart this morning. I felt that, you know, God really wants to do a work in some people's lives today, just like that song we've sung, "Peace be still in the midst of the storm, faith rise up." I feel like God wants to do something in your hearts today. So my encouragement to you, though it's a nice, sunny, long weekend, is just to really lean in this morning with an expectation that God might do something in your heart. Wouldn't it be cool if we came to church every weekend? You might. It'd be cool if the pastors came to church every weekend expecting God to do something. Wouldn't that be a good thing? It'd be good to have the faith to go, "God, you know what, every week in church, though I've been going to church for 20, 30, 40, 50, how many can I go, 60, 70, 80, maybe even 90 years, or 100 maybe, that God can still do something fresh in you and my heart." Who thinks that'll be good? Got some friends out there today. You're going to have to help me this morning. If I ask you a question, you're allowed to respond. Are you doing okay?
Yes.
Good, good, good. That's good. I believe there are some people here this morning. In fact, I know there are, who are very restricted by the circumstances that you find going on in your life. I don't know everybody's circumstances here this morning, but what I do know is I know the God who does know your very circumstances. God knows what you're facing. God knows what you're walking through. God knows what you're encountering in your life right now. And that's good news that God knows. Because you want Him to know. You don't want me to know. You need Him to know what's going on in your heart and life, and He does. I know there are people walking through some difficult situations, people who are facing some challenges in life. If that's not you this morning, this message will still apply at some point in your life when you walk through some challenges, and there will be some. Often I'm asked by people if I can help them when they're going through a difficulty. Can we get together? Can we have coffee? Can we talk about the challenges? And I'm often confronted with my inability to help them. Does anyone know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah.
Like I sit and I hear what they're walking through and I think, help, I don't know how much of a help I can truly be in the midst of their circumstances and what they're walking through. Now I know that I'm well qualified to support them, to love them, and to pray for them. Now that stuff's really important. It's incredibly important and it's super helpful. But I often sit and think, boy, I don't know if I've got the answers that you're looking for. So my encouragement often is this: just hold on to the truth of who God is, who you know Him to be, regardless of how you feel. And that might feel like a lightweight answer, but that's the best answer I could ever give anybody. It's just hang on to the truth of who you know God to be in the middle of your storm and in the middle of your challenge. My passion for people is that they would pursue Jesus with all their heart because He is the resurrection and the life. Through Him and by the power of the Holy Spirit, dead things come to life. Broken things can be made whole. Sick things can be made well. Hopeless things can find hope in the person of Jesus Christ. So though I don't have all the answers, Jesus does. And Jesus is the one who can change our lives. The reality is there is no other answer than Jesus. He alone is our answer. So my encouragement often is just come to Him. Don't just come to coffee with me. That's a good thing. But come to Him. Come to Jesus. And when I give that encouragement, sometimes it can almost feel like it's not enough. Like I should have something else I can give. But my reality is this: it is more than enough. Jesus is more than enough for anybody, and He is the answer to your battle. Let me love you. Let me support you on your journey of pursuing Jesus with all your heart in your greatest time of need. He is the one that can change your circumstances. And we all have circumstances, don't we?
Yeah.
They come and they go, and we need Jesus. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, was sent, and He is available, and He is the one who can lead me to my breakthrough. As I was preparing this, I felt the sense in my heart that there were people who were restricted deeply by their circumstances, even bound by their sin or held back by their hurt in their lives. Hearing regularly the preaching, particularly from me, that we've got to be on God's mission. That it's Matthew 28, get out and reach people with the truth of who Jesus is and you hear the message and you hear the preaching, but your response is, buddy, I'm just trying to get through each day. How can I now be on mission? You're asking me to do something. It's just difficult enough to get through every single day of my life. People who are frustrated and trapped by the pain of their past, locked into small mindsets because of spoken words from people. People who have shaped your present reality by speaking negatively into your life. And you find yourself shrunk back and restricted by spoken words. And God wants to take you from your small, restricted place into a wide, open, spacious place where you can breathe in His peace, like we spoke about this morning, where you can laugh and find joy even in the midst of terrible circumstances, where you can thrive and not only survive. And as I was writing those words this week, I felt again just the heart of God that yes, you'll walk through some circumstances and some difficulties, but it doesn't have to be the end. You don't just have to survive. In Christ, you can thrive in the midst of even difficult situations. I feel the beginning of that process of walking into a wide open spacious place begins with us. And it starts in our pursuit of Jesus Christ. My own health journey that I shared last year and even at the beginning of this year began with this revelation. Don't just pursue your healing, pursue the healer. Pursue Jesus, pursue the one who can bring you to a place of breakthrough. It's my encouragement that we don't hang back and just wait for a miracle, but we chase the one who holds our miracles in His hands. For some of you, you're battling with your view of yourself. Your mindset of not being good enough has restricted your life for far too long. And for you to come into a spacious place is to know and believe what God says about you, is to let go of the small and restrictive thinking about who you are and to come to know who our God says that you are, the bigness of who God says you are. Can I give you a simple this morning? You're saying, well, you do every week. It's no different today. I'll give it to you simple. Here's the answer. Read the Word. Read the Word. Read the Word. God made you. God loves you. You are His. He sings over you with gladness in His heart. His thoughts toward you outnumber the grains of sand in the earth. Is it okay to stand on the platform today and still say the answer to your problem is found in the Word? Is it still okay to say who God says you are really truly matters and you'll find it in Scripture? Who God says that you are. It's time to come into a spacious place created by the truth of how God sees you. For some, your small thinking has restricted you from daring to believe for big things. It has caused you to stay small when you were intended to live a big and expansive life. Finding the faith that God has more for you. We sung about it today. Faith, rise up in me. Finding that kind of faith and not to settle for the small is found in the person of Jesus Christ and your passionate pursuit of Him. Here comes simple again. It is built and space is created through a strong worship, word, and prayer life. I say all that to say, those of you who are restricted by your circumstances this morning in life, God wants to bring you into an open, wide, expansive place. Who would like that? Instead of a small, restrictive, tight place, God wants to bring you into a wide, open, expansive place. A place where you can live a big and generous life, an abundant life as Scripture talks about, and a faith-filled life. I'm not saying it's life without circumstances. It's not a life with the absence of your circumstances, but the revelation that God is with you in the midst of it all. That revelation is a game changer. Can anyone say amen to that? You know that to be true in your life. When I know that God is with me, when that's the revelation in my heart, no matter what I walk through, I can have faith and peace and hope in the midst of my circumstances. 2 Samuel 22, verse 17 to 20. We're going to read it in just a moment. This is a story where David was being hunted by his enemies. In fact, King Saul was hunting him and wanted to kill him. And David sang these words of this song to the Lord when the Lord delivered him from the hand of Saul and his enemies. It says this: "He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." In the first verse, we read David's revelation and understanding of who it is that saved him. Now, David had friends around. David had Jonathan, Saul's son, looking out for him. David had things going for him, but David knew who it truly was that saved him and set him free. He knew that God was not just sitting in heaven and observing David's unfortunate circumstances and wondering, "Well, I wonder how David is going to get himself out of the mess that he finds himself in right now." That wasn't the posture of God in heaven. No, David knew that God intervened in his situation. He'd responded to David's prayerful cries and David's petitions. God isn't distant from you either. God is with you in the midst of your battles and fights. God responds to your prayers and your petitions. Your cries are heard from God. Like David's revelation, God reached down from heaven. In other words, God intervened in my situation. But can I say this? God cannot answer the prayer that is not prayed. Sometimes when we stop and look, we find that it's us fighting our own battles. And when we do, we can be left upset with God, thinking, "Why hasn't God helped me in the middle of my circumstances?" But we shouldn't expect God to answer the unprayed prayer. Now, God does do amazing things in his sovereignty. God can do what only God can do, and he can do what he likes. But God is waiting for our invitation and the prayer of faith. And David knew what it was to cry out and call out on the name of the Lord. To cry out to God, he knew what he was doing. And God is waiting the same for us to cry out to him. And David knew that God had heard his prayers and God had reached down and God had intervened in his circumstances. Then David says, "He drew me out of deep waters." Simply put, he rescued me from the deep troubles I was in. Anyone ever been in deep troubles? God rescued David much like Pharaoh's daughter rescued David's predecessors, Moses, from the Nile River. Deep waters was a metaphor for the most threatening of perils. So this was life and death for David. You may be in situations now that feel like the most threatening of perils. Your answer is the Lord. If you have coffee with me and you're facing something difficult, it'll be the same response. Your answer is the Lord Jesus. He holds the power to your breakthrough, so he is the one that you run to when you're finding difficulty. And then David gives us the context to his peril. "He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were strong against me. They confronted me on the day of my disaster." David's battle was too great for him. The enemy too strong. Have you ever felt like that? Like, "I just cannot win this. No one's ever felt like this. Like, I don't know how I'm going to overcome my circumstances." This was David's scenario. In fact, when you look at these few verses in context and you add a word study to the word disaster, you see just how desperate David was. The cultural context to the word disaster here refers to the widespread practice of what was called the river ordeal. Anyone heard of the river ordeal? It was a form of a criminal trial in which suspected criminals were thrown into the river and their success or failure to swim to shore or drown was seen as divinely sent measure to whether they were guilty or not. Who thinks that's a good way to deal with justice? Are you happy that's not the way we do things anymore? But David says, "The Lord was my support." His enemies were no match for his God. On the day of his disaster, when he's in deep, when the trouble is great, when confronted by his enemies, God reached down his hand and rescued him from deep waters. Let me just say to every negative circumstance and battle in your life today, they are not greater than your God, and they are no match for him. I don't know what you're walking through today, but it's no match for God. He is greater than any circumstance that could ever come your way. Continue to pray. Invite God in to the middle of your circumstances. The answer may not always be immediate. Anyone found this? Or how we imagined it. But we hold to the knowledge that God is with us in the midst of it all. He is an ever-present help. Someone needs to hear this. He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. He is greater than my circumstance, and he is my rescuer and my support. When we have that revelation, it alone can give us a spacious and expansive place, regardless of our circumstances. The knowledge that God is with us can give us peace in the midst of the storm, hope where all seems lost, and faith for the breakthrough. The Lord brought David out of the ordeals through which David had walked. God had set David free from the worst his enemies could do to him. Then David was released, the Bible says, into a spacious place. The term refers to freedom from bondage and oppression. David found that freedom by not giving up in the midst of the battle. That's how he came into a spacious place. David did not quit on God. He did not turn away from the Lord. As I said at the beginning, I can give my love, my prayer, but it is God who sets us free from that which restricts us. It's him that releases us from bondage and oppression. Whatever you are facing today that is restrictive and is pressing in around you, your answer is the Lord. You run to him. He is the one who can see you released into a spacious place. Verse 21 and 22 of that same passage, David again, the Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. My encouragement to you today, if you find yourself not in a spacious place, is to keep following David's example. Keep turning to God. Keep turning to his word. Turn to him in worship. Turn to him in prayer. If your breakthrough has not come in your timing or how you wanted it, don't stop turning to God. Stay close to him. If it couldn't be a more simple key, keep turning back to him. Keep showing up in your relationship with God. It seems simple. Yet we see many people who, because of their circumstances, get upset with God and stay away. Stop praying. Stop worshiping. Stay out of the word and stop attending church. My encouragement to you today, that's not the answer. The answer is keep turning to God. If you've got people around you that are wanting to turn away, your answer is the key to it all is to keep turning to him. Are we okay? Here is a journal entry I made while I was away on my sabbatical. I don't tend to read these kind of things out, but I was reminded of this journal entry I made, which I titled Never Give Up. This was my entry relating to turning to God, or as I call it, chasing the Lord. It started with this passage in Matthew 15, verse 8 to 9. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Of course, Jesus in this context is talking to the Pharisees. And here's my entry. God is not after lip service. All the right words, but no real relationship with him. He longs for relationship, not a form of religion. Don't give God lip service. Practice what you preach, that's for me. Chase God with all your heart. Abandon your own way and chase after him. He's looking for hearts that are on fire for him, completely aware of his presence. Chase him, serve him, love him, grow more like him. Chase Jesus. Attend every gathering of God's people, for there you will find the presence of God guaranteed. Read the word, pray, worship, everywhere, all the time, not just on Sunday. Think about him. Serve Jesus through serving people. Love him. When you love God, you love what he loves. People, the church, serving, giving, and everything else all become want to instead of have to. Grow to become more like him. Read the word. Pray. Receive prayer. Study the word. Give God room and permission to change you. Get wise counsel, but chase the Lord with all your heart. And then in capitals I wrote, do this every day. Every day. Chase the Lord with all your heart. You see, your spacious life, your life of freedom and breakthrough are not found in the increase of material wealth, promotion, fame, or any other thing, but found in the person of Jesus Christ. As I finish this morning, the desire of my heart was that some would receive breakthrough, whether that be a physical breakthrough or fresh revelation that God is with you. That for some we would walk into a spacious place, finding peace, hope, faith, and love. That when the revelation of God is with me in the midst of my circumstance, I can have a much greater space, feeling of God is with me, hope, faith, peace, and love. In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, it's Jesus speaking. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. This passage is only found in Matthew. There was this invitation in the context of the day that young Jewish men or boys were invited to take on the yoke of studying the Torah as a means of gaining acceptance and rest. And Jesus' invitation is not just to the wise and learned, or to the schooled, or to the privileged, but it's to everybody who finds themselves weary and burdened. And he says, I will give you rest for your souls. The invitation to those who have become weary through the struggling and through toil, or those who are weighed down with heavy burden. As I said at the start, I don't know what your toil is, and I don't know what your burdens might be. Maybe today you're in a really free place and everything's great. But maybe, just maybe today, there are some people who are saying, I'm struggling and my life is a toil, or I'm carrying what I would say is a heavy burden. The answer is, Jesus says, come to me if that's you, and I will give you rest for your souls. Jesus' offer to the weary and burdened is to come to him. He is gentle and humble in heart. You're not coming to a set of instructions. You're coming to the person of Jesus Christ. You're not being invited into religion, but you're being invited into relationship. Jesus is not saying, I'm just somebody for you to come and study. I'm here for relationship with you. And if you are struggling and if you are burdened, I'm here. I'm here for the weary and I'm here for the burdened. I don't know what you're carrying today, but I know there are some who are desperate for the spacious place, who are restricted and in a battle. I simply offer you the chance this morning, as we're about to sing this song again, Peace Be Still, that you might want to come out this morning. The reason I do that is it's just a faith statement that I'm chasing Christ in the midst of my circumstance. I'm facing something, but I know that it's the pursuit of Jesus that makes the difference. So my encouragement to you as we come to a moment of singing, it's not even a prayer time, it's just your moment of faith declaration that says, Lord, I'm just going to keep chasing after you, even in the midst of the storms, the difficulties, and the challenges. I recognize again that I need to chase you, worship you. I encourage you this morning, if this message has resonated at all with you in some way, respond how you need to respond. I say this sometimes, I'll say it again, there's nothing magical about the altar. Just a moment where we open the front, and we just in faith say, Lord, let this be a meeting place today where your people could meet with you. But more than that, God is in this entire place. He can meet with you wherever you're at. But this could be a moment of faith for you where you activate your faith. Say, God, I just need to make a move, to make it a statement of faith today that, Lord, I'm pursuing you in the midst of the storms and in the midst of my circumstances. But perhaps you want to stay where you are. Perhaps you want to stay seated. Perhaps you want to kneel. I don't know what your response is today. But I know that in my heart, as preparing this, there are people today, you're saying, I'm so restricted by my circumstances. This could be your moment in faith. We just say, Lord, I want to come into that place where I know you again, your fresh sense of your peace, your faith, your hope, and your love. I don't want to turn away from you. I want to turn toward you. That's all I'm offering you this morning. Just a moment. You come out while we sing this song and you just respond to God, Lord, let this be my spacious place. If you want to respond, we just stand together. Let this be a prophetic song for you this morning. Peace be still. Peace over me. Faith, rise up. Faith, rise up. I don't know what you're facing, but faith, rise up. If David the psalmist had to declare to his soul and tell his soul to praise the Lord, there are times where we have to say, come on, faith in me, rise up. Come on, soul, praise the Lord. Come on, peace of God. I'm believing for it in the midst of my circumstances. I may not feel it right now, but I know that God is the God of peace. So as I pursue him, I can receive his peace. If that's you this morning, as we sing, why don't you just come out, make use of this time as we worship.